Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another beautiful Wednesday right here at IME Radio Network Studios with yours truly, Kimberly Arrington, also known as Inspirational Beauty. And welcome to Simply IB, where I simply get to be me. Wow, Simply IB and the crew, we are coming to you with another great show. And if you've been following us for the past couple weeks, we've been talking about some great things going on in the African-American community. So tonight is not going to be any different. We know that there are a lot of things going on out there on the negative side. And, of course, you all know we go straight towards the issues to talk about them. But tonight we want to celebrate some people that you may not have ever heard of in different arenas, because we are just such an amazing people. Also, my cast and crew has things on their minds, and there are things that they want to talk about. So if you want to talk with us, you want to dial into 845-241-9898 or listen to us by going to blogtalkradio.com/IAmMeRadio. Let everybody know that we're on. And if you want to talk to us, you got to press 1 so we can let you into tonight's conversation. So get ready, because when I come back, we're going to talk about 10 African-Americans doing great things. It doesn't matter if they're 8, 9, 10, or 100. We all can do something great. We'll be back in just a second on Simply IB, everybody. Especially a lot of our black films, but you don't necessarily always know his name. I wonder why that is. Why we have people that we look at all the time through film and we really don't know them. But this is Mr. Keith Robinson, guys. And if you've seen, we're going to get some movies up in a minute to let you all know what he was in. But one of them was, the movie was Beyonce, and they remade the film. I'm going to get my cast and crew on here in a minute and we're going to talk about it. But that's Mr. Keith Robinson. Also, Jamie Foxx. And all of them, and the young girl from American Idol, guys. Why can't I remember that film? I know my casting crew is probably screaming behind this in the green room saying, Kim, this is the name of the movie. And yes, the young lady won an Oscar for it. I cannot remember the film. Anyway, we're going to bring our casting crew on in just a second to talk about 10 African Americans doing great things, as well as some other things that is on their mind. So please, please, please join into tonight's conversation. So if you've been listening to us lately, we've been talking about a couple things, and how you join in with us is by pressing 1 or going to hashtag IAmMeRadio on Facebook and leaving your questions there or get in touch with us there. It's like somebody's at our door. Let's go ahead and see who's here. I believe we have Mr. Is that the biz doc at the door? Come on in. Woo, Biz Doc, what's up? Welcome to Simply IB.
What's going on? How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Now, before we get started, can I ask you any questions?
No questions. No questions. No questions.
No.
It's hot here in Texas. It's hot. It's going to be hotter tonight. So let's go ahead and make it happen.
You all heard the biz doc says no questions tonight. And y'all know what it is. No questions, no lies, right? Right. So
that's it. That's
what
it.
Is the temperature? What is your temperature out there in Texas tonight?
1 degree below hell, I think. I mean, it's like hot.
Oh, man. Listen, I think J-Man is kidnapped Ben's Dr. Dyke. I think J-Man is kidnapped. We're going to bring Mr. Leroy McKenzie in real quick. Mr. Leroy McKenzie, welcome to Simply IB. I think Ben's Doc is, he said he's 1 degree below hell. I know.
That's a great one right there, Jeffrey. Oh, my gosh. Jeff saying that the devil up in the corner talking about it's hot up in here.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I tell you what, if they saw how we were dressed in the studio tonight, y'all, we're not wearing pants tonight. It's so hot in here. We're not wearing pants. But anyway.
I'm telling you, we had to pull out the kilt tonight.
We are having a ball, everybody. If you want to join us in tonight's conversation to hear from me and the crew, guys, once again, for those of you who are listening right now, go ahead and grab your friends and some of your coworkers and your neighbors and all of that and have them dial into 845-241-9898. Or listen at blogtalkradio.com/IAMMeRadio. Okay, so before we get into tonight's show, I'm going to bring on our girl LT in a minute, but I think LT is talking to the repair guy because our air is kind of going out. So we're going to let her talk to him right quick. We're going to let her handle that right quick and bring her in a minute. We were having a discussion, everybody, before we... go ahead and turn some of these mics down. Okay. We were having a discussion tonight, everyone, before we got on tonight's show about things that's going on with our current day president and his administration and some of the, you know, decisions he makes. But let's talk real quick, guys. We know that Miss Kim Kardashian was at the White House this week. What do you all have to say? Let's see what the Peanut Gallery has to say about that. Let me see. Peanut Gallery, okay, all right, so they're a little excited. Maybe she was there giving some fashion tips. Let's talk about it. Mr. Biz Doc, why do you think that Miss Kim Kardashian, first of all, had such an interest in this lady who she wanted to be pardoned, and why do you think the president was so anxious to talk to her specifically about this? Well, we're going to wait there. Do we have Mr. Leroy McKenzie?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me, Kim?
All right, I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay, so we were talking a little bit. So what do you think that's about?
Well, I think it was a couple of things. One, I don't know how Kim Kardashian came to know who this woman was, you know, mm-hmm. whether she mm-hmm. came across the story or whether somebody kind of hipped her to it. You know, she may have a team of folks that are looking for things that will give Kim the notoriety that she wants. But I think I honestly think it was strategic. I think she mm-hmm. she used it as an opportunity to be able to put herself on a platform that would give her even more notoriety, you know, put her in the spotlight. She knew that everybody mm-hmm. would be talking about Kim Kardashian going to the White House.
Mm-hmm,
and I'm going to say it just like this, she can't spell politics. So what was she about to do with being at the White House talking about prison reform? Prison reform ain't
yeah.
never come out of her mouth. You know what
never.
I'm saying? I understand that
never.
It never come out of her mouth. you know. So for her all of a sudden to take on this, you know, this plight of this woman who, you know, who was, you know, incarcerated, you know, for whatever the charge that she was, and try to get her released was nothing more to me than a, you know, than a strategic marketing strategy she used to be able to get herself, you know, because like I said, and she's doing nothing more than what that person that is in the White House does, because everybody that he's supposedly had these talks with, let me see, Steve Harvey, an entertainer, Kanye West, a rapper, Ray Lewis, Jim Brown, and I forgot who was it, Ray Lewis, Jim Brown, and it was one other person I think I'm missing, but they were all athletes and entertainers. People need to pay attention to that. People that had had nothing to do with being activists, nothing to do with people who were politically conscious. He knew if he had to get it, I mean, he did not invite any of the scholars that could have come and addressed these issues. You could have even brought, if you want to talk about prison reform, there are many people that he could have brought in there to be able to talk about prison reform. But yet he chooses.
Absolutely. He chooses personalities. Well, you know, what's very interesting is that he's a personality himself. He is a TV reality personality. And you know what's very interesting? You are so right on the mark that all of this on both sides is about platform. And, you know, when it comes to prison reform, you know, you have a plethora of people who have been in the game for years and years. You know, people have written about it. People have studied about it. People who are in the trenches. Mm-hmm. And you're right. You know, when you think of Kim Kardashian, you think of a brand, right? And so now she gets to add this to her portfolio, which is very interesting to me. You know, you go from making videos with Ray J. And don't get me wrong. There are some people who can do that and who have solidly been able to make that connection point. But Kim Kardashian is not in the running for that. And, you know, you kind of back and you say, damn, right? Everybody, you know, you just, because it looks like a joke. It just, it looks like a joke. And it's, you know, it's this lady, God bless her soul. LT was making a point. We're going to bring her out in a minute, everybody. But there are so many people who do need to be pardoned. And there are people from Eric Michael Dyson to Dr. West to people in organizations. Heck, they could have called on me. Like, you know, if they really want to, you know, we'll talk. But I think that it's just, like you said, they're pimping the platform. Can we say that? Hashtag pimping the platform. That's what they do. They're just pimping the platform. Go ahead, everybody. Let us know what you think about that as well. You got to press 1 if you want to talk to us. If you want to leave something in the inbox, a message or a question about that, let us know and we can go more into that. They're still pimping us, y'all. America the beautiful, right? Anyway, let's go ahead and see what the biz doctor, we can get him real quick. Biz doctor, do we have you?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. Can you guys hear me okay?
That's okay. We got you. Tell us what you think about that. You got a chance to hear from Leroy, you know, Mr. McKenzie and myself, you know, talking about this before we get into tonight's show. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, it's like this. I'm going to go scripture on you. The devil meant it for one thing, but you can use it for good. And the reason why I say that is because right now they're setting precedents. So when you start setting case law in the sense that they can go in and start showing grounds for being having these cases dismissed, and it's just kind of like building up a different legislative pathway to get us into having more freedom for people to get freedom from those type of offenses. And so I think right now, if we can, you know, jump on the bandwagon and spin it up to kind of go in and get more publicity and use, you know, quote, the monkey system to go in and then start using that for our benefit. And so you can start working with, you know, Kim Kardashian, if that's what, you know, she's being used to pull forth and she has the ear of Donald Trump and he can go out and start doing some more partners. Hey, let's go and try, let's use what we have to get the ability for people to start using that platform to do that. Because like right now, we know everything is about a distraction from their point, but let's use it for our own mm-hmm. good to help touch people's lives. Because
well,
one of the things
amen.
That does, yeah, so that's one of the mm-hmm. things that we can look at in all seriousness is that case law comes in to be able to help set precedents, and precedents can then therefore go out and be used for other cases.
Well, you know what? I do like that because you're right. I mean, God, at the end of the day, is always in control. And my thing is, you know, I believe, like, you know, what we said, the intention, their intention is to, I think, you know, I don't know Kim and I don't know Donald Trump, but I do know Kanye has been in the hot seat with the black community. And, you know, here it is, she's defending a black grandmother, okay, all right? And I think they kind of takes the focus off them. You know, they're real strategic over there, the Kardashians, okay? Let's say that. They're very strategic, and that's pretty smart, right? That's taking the eye off of Kanye in front of the comments he said, and now his wife, who has jumped on this for a black grandmother of all people, right? And then I think there's damage control with the White House, with President Trump, you know, bringing her in to talk about that. And what we need to do is continually watch them with this and stay on this, because you're right. Once there's case law and there's a precedent, then that's very powerful. Everybody, let's go ahead and bring Mr. Leroy McKenzie back in right quick. And in a minute, we're going to bring in Miss LT. I hope they get that air back on. What do y'all think, Peanut Gallery? Peanut Gallery, yeah, Peanut Gallery agrees. The Peanut Gallery agrees. So we have two schools of thought here, and I like where it's going, everybody. Once again, you're listening to Simply IB, and we're going to talk tonight about 10 African-Americans doing great things, people that you may not have heard of. But right now, we're just kind of talking about some things going on with our president and, of course, Miss Kim Kardashian. And we've got two schools of thought here. Leroy, what do you think about what the biz doc is saying? We can jump on that and take advantage of that.
Well, I agree with him that it does set precedents, because it is, because that will be, trust me, when the next president comes into office, or let's say the next Democratic president comes into office, and he does these, you know, whatever, commuting these sentences and everything like that, not that President Obama didn't, you know, because he did quite a few, they just weren't as publicized as mm-hmm. as this president is. So I think it can be beneficial. You know, it can be beneficial in one way, but I believe they were strategic. I know that they were strategic
yeah,
and what
strategic.
They were trying to do as far as just their marketing. They know, like you said,
right.
like you mentioned, it's all about their brand. It's about the Trump
right.
brand, and it was about
mm-hmm.
the Kim Kardashian brand. No more,
mm-hmm.
no less.
Mm-hmm.
And
Amen.
They, you know, they
Amen.
Just trying to use it. So, you know, now if
Amen.
We those will benefit from it, you know, of course. That I mean, I think that'll be, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I think that'll be cool. But make no doubt about it, those two leopards didn't change their spots and were trying to do something.
No, no, and I bet you,
good of it.
And I bet you anything, Leroy, that there are organizations and there are people and inmates and all kind of people, trust me, that are writing to Kim Kardashian right now and writing to President
Trump. Yep,
She's not even ready for that. And her manager is her mom. Her mom, at the end of the day, is about propelling that whole family forward. And trust me,
yep.
Kim Kardashian is not going into the prison reform business, everybody. Y'all can
right,
hang,
exactly.
hang that up, okay? You can hang that up. So,
yep.
Let's go ahead and do this, guys, everybody. We're going to take a quick little break. When we come back, we're going to bring LT into the conversation, hear a little bit more of what you guys are thinking, and then we're going to go into tonight's show. And we'll be back in just a second. I believe there are rockets about to fly out here. Woo! What's that? Oh, is a rocket launching? We'll be back, y'all.
Looking at the sky at night. a little bit of circles of light. You point out a constellation that you like, then tell me all about it, cause you know about it. And I love that you know stuff like that. I love that the little things mean so much. That's why I'm always smiling. Swear I smile my face off. Let me kiss your face off right before we take off in this rocket.
Leroy McKenzie, how you feeling about in this rocket? Woo, you like that?
Let me tell you, that when I told you when I heard you play it, that was the first time I heard it, and I was like, that is vintage in vogue right there. That, I mean, that's straight up 1990s. What was it? The several songs that they had out. I'm feeling that.
Yes, giving you the best you got. Yeah.
You're right. Yes. Giving me something he can feel. I'm trying to get the words together, everybody. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Oh, wow. Is somebody at the door? Let's see, guys. Uh-oh. Let me put my house shoes on. Somebody's at the door. Okay. Let's see. Oh, LT coming back inside. LT, come on in. Welcome to Sippy IV. How are you? Did you get the effing for us?
Yes, Leroy, you should look, Jeffrey, he should not be 1 degree from hell. Oh, my goodness. Between getting the air right over here, I have been over here hollering at you guys. Oh, my goodness. But in the word of Tiffany Haddish, she ready.
I think we have Miss Haddish in the house, everybody. Miss LT Haddish. Anyway. So
let me get her money and then some.
I'm telling you. So tonight, you know, real quick, y'all, we're going to get into tonight's topic. But you've been hearing, you know, a couple of sides and some opinions about, you know, the Kim Kardashian-Trump meeting. What say you, young lady?
I kind of think you strategically saved me for last, and I'm a rock with that. I'm gonna go with that. But I will say this: very rarely do you guys hear me be passionate on the show about certain things, but this is one of those things that I'm not opposed to her getting anything done. I'm not opposed to that, but I really feel like there's so many other people out there who were first-time offenders for so many other offenses that aren't getting the same opportunity of advocacy, aren't getting the same level of attention and the spotlight being shown on them. However, if this is going to be the jump-off, as Leroy and Jeffrey have said, for new reform, for new light to be shed, because what you do for one, you got to do for all. That's what my mother always told me. I can't do for one if I can't do for all. And there's a certain amount of scrutiny that comes with that when you do that. And if you're going to be about prison reform, then that's your new platform. And if we got to keep our snacks and sit out there, I'm just saying, sometimes people jump out ahead of something before they're ready for it, because I think you and Leroy were talking about it, that they put her out there in a platform that wasn't even who she was. Not to say she can't change, like you said, but it wasn't even who she was. But your husband out here making these asinine comments and making a fool out of himself, and so you all got to find a way. Y'all got to find a way to clean up what he messed up. He's already talking about he's bipolar. Yeah. Then he's posting, "I hate being bipolar," but at the same time, it's a superpower. So you're trying to figure out how to keep him quiet or let him be who he is, but really show that we're really not crazy.
Right.
And so, you know, and I just say that to say, since that's what they've chosen, that needs to work for everybody. And I hope that we as Black people really get in tune to this and hold her accountable. Since this is what you said you're about, hold her accountable. Hold her to the fire for what she started.
Yeah.
You know, that,
that's
going to
be a hard road for her with this.
And that's what I'm saying, because, like, it's one thing to go out here and kind of sort of do something, but you don't halfway do prison reform. When you got people and our black men being shot daily, you don't have And if I may say on this very public forum that we have, you don't half ass with people's lives. Because what you're doing is you went out here and you started on a direction that will affect many people. Our black men are being shot at astronomical numbers by the police, unfairly stopped. Personally, my sweetie and I were riding the other day. He has a very nice full body, you know, Mercedes. But it's a classic. We were on our street. Do you know the police rode by, saw us in it? He said, "Babe, I promise you to coming back." Do you know? They went down the end of
they
my street,
back.
Circled back around, and we went down the street. And he said, "There they go." And they literally were coming back around. And then when we came back around, there was another one facing us. We kept driving. They didn't stop us. But the whole point of the matter is we are unfairly targeted. And so if you're going to step into this arena, don't come in here doing no halfway kind of mess. This ain't no halfway
video that
somebody
might
just see.
That's
everybody's watching you.
And that's
how
question.
I feel about it.
Wow. Quick question, everybody. Real quick. Yes or no? Start with you, LT, since you were the last. Come on. Do you think this is going to help or hurt her brand?
If she doesn't do it right, it's going to hurt her. If she doesn't ride it out.
All right.
Me personally, I think it will hurt her brand. I mean, it just makes her look, you know, as superficial as she is to me. So.
Exactly.
Okay. What about you, Biz Doc? Is it going to hurt or help her brand, you think?
Oh, no, it's totally going to help her brand. The reason why they're going to capitalize on it, because now they're going to show that she has a market and has a caring for it. Oh, it's so many plays that they're going to play on that for her to do it. Because, like you said, they're trying to dispel the shade that was thrown by her own husband by using this as a light to be able to draw people back into that whole fold.
Yeah.
You got to understand something. The more they talk about, the more they tweet it, the more they're followed and looked up and researched, that's helping their bottom line. So it's helping their brand. So even negative publicity is helping them in the long run. So it's a win-win for them.
And the thing is, I don't think too.
I don't think that she cares whether it's positive or negative publicity. Only thing she cares about is the public.
They've never cared about that with her.
It's been very interesting.
You're right, because her brand has always been a controversial brand and still was able to succeed, where a lot of young ladies got known, if you will, for getting sex tapes, because that's how she became known to the public, everybody. I mean, we first were introduced to her because she was Paris Hilton's friend. To be honest with you, we would see her, and they thought she was so exotic looking, and found out who her father was with the OJ case. But mainly, she got rewarded for a sex tape. Well, how many other girls and women of color had sex tapes, whether they put them out or somebody else put them out? But they don't have. Their brands were never able to leave that negative connotation and be up in Macy's and Neiman Marcus and all of that. So you're right. She has a controversial brand. And I'm perplexed on this, to be honest with you. I would love to see what it's going to do long term, or this part of what they're doing. But I agree with all of you here. I'm just interested to see the short term effects and the long term. But we'll look out for that, guys. Wow. What does the Peanut Gallery have to say? Do they want to see? Do they want to know more about this? Are we going to follow this? Are we going to hold her accountable? All right, y'all. They say we got to hold her as well as Trump accountable. You know, Trump is crazy, everybody. But anyway, are y'all ready to get into talking about some achievements of some African-American folks out there? Can we do that?
Yes, please. Let's do it.
please. Well, you know, I thought it was important, you know, to talk about some of these things, since we have a platform that is all about impact. And that can come in many forms. It can come in inspiration, motivation, empowerment, and providing some solutions. And so for those of you who are out there listening, I thought it was very important to share with those, you know, those stories of people that mainstream doesn't talk about. All right. So I want to kind of start off with some young folks who are, this is in something called Mashable.com, if you guys want to look it up. And these are our, I'll go ahead and just list them as 7 young black innovators changing the world through entrepreneurship. So I just want to throw the first young lady out there. Her name is Asia Newsom, and she has a business called Super Business Girl, right? She's a young black girl, and I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about her, and then we're going to go from there. But she's 13 years old, guys. She's 13. And she says, I teach young people like myself how to make their own money. Well, she needs to call me. She can call me, teach me too. Okay. I teach young people like myself how to make their own money and buy the things they really need in their life because they won't have to ask their parents for anything if they do the same thing I do. Her name is Asia Newsom, and this is what she explained in her TED Talk. So what exactly does a 13-year-old do? She sells what she calls the world's best candles, okay? And she has a signature candle that you can purchase for $14.99, as well as a line of Super Business Girl merchandise. Now, she's branded herself, Super Business Girl merchandise. She also offers How to Be a Youthpreneur workshop, which teaches students from 4th to 12th grade about entrepreneurship, merchandising, innovation, and, of course, candle making. She was 13 at the time, so this was in 2014. So she's, what, about 18 now, something like that, 18 or 19 years old. Wow. Let's talk about it. Let's go ahead and give a big up to this young lady, Miss Asia Newsom, a Super Business Girl. Mr. Leroy McKenzie, what do you think about that? Wow.
I think that is absolutely phenomenal. And
wow.
the thing about this is these are the kind of stories, these are the kind of people that the spotlight needs to be shined on. You know,
yes.
Because you're not going to hear about them in mainstream media. You're not going to hear about them in their everyday ordinary life. These are everyday ordinary people doing some great things in the community, for the community, and about the community. And I think it's just I think it's just awesome. And these are people that need to be lifted up and talked about more. Because we talk about so many negative things that we don't, and I say this all the time, because I had me and my best friend, we used to argue. She's like, you need to watch the news. I was like, no, I don't. I said, I can tell you this.
Mm-hmm,
I can tell
mm-hmm.
you the top 5 news stories every single night. I said, somebody getting shot, somebody dying, somebody being in a fire or something like that. I said, you get maybe a 5-minute, 3 to 5-minute segment on positive stuff that's going on. Why is that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
young ladies like this that are doing some awesome things, they need to be talked about. They need to be, you know, put out there so that people know that there are some people doing some great things out here in this world, you know?
Wow. You know, it's very important, like you said, because I think what happens when I think about empowering, I think about the only way you can empower people are sharing things that are positive with people that look like them or people that come from where they come from.
Mm-hmm.
When you constantly take a person or a race of people and you show the negative sides or the ills of their society and the hurts and the pains, you don't see yourself in the
mm-hmm.
best light, okay? So I think we have to have that counterbalance. And first of all, you know, whether it's positive stories or negative stories, it converts into energy. And energy goes through this world really, really fast. And if we can continue to put out positive stories, positive real-life stories, not something made up on TV, right, but positive,
mm-hmm.
like this, it will circulate. Let's talk about one more, and we're going to bring the other cast crew in. Let's talk about this young man, guys. He is super cool, and his name is Gory Nieves. And he just turned 13 years old. He is a cookie connoisseur, okay? A cookie connoisseur. And he's behind what's known as Corey's Cookies. And he's running for the best dressed CEO of all time, okay? He makes cookies, and guys, he dresses in 3-piece suits. What do you think about that, Peanut Gallery? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, everybody. 13-year-old. Yes, he does. LaWanda, what do you think about that? We have a little 13-year-old cookie connoisseur who is CEO of his company, and he wears suits. What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, my hat's off to him because I'm not making anything. I feel kind of bad. It's like this 13-year-old baking. Like, my kids were like, Mom, we want to make some cookies. You better call your aunt. But, no, that's really cool, one, that he is cooking, and number two, that he's doing a three-piece suit. Like, I know plenty of chefs, grown men chefs, and they have their little chef's jackets on, but I think he's bringing a new style to it, like a clean way of cooking, I guess, that you can cook in a three-piece suit without messing up your clothes. I think that's me. I think that's going to be a new spin. Any 13-year-old little girl who sees that's like, oh, my God, Mom, he can cook.
Ooh.
In a suit.
And he's a good-looking little dude. You're right. That brings a whole new style.
I just think that the really cool thing about it is just that we keep saying as a society that, you know, about all the negative things our young black men are doing. But he's an example of young black men who are doing some great things. So we keep, and about a pool our children have to choose from, the pool is only as narrow as we make it to be. But when you broaden your kids' horizons to see men in a different light, young black men in a different light, you'd be surprised how many options are available to you. So kudos to him.
Amen, amen. Let me tell you guys a little bit more about Corey. He has his products in Whole Foods, everybody. He also has his products in other grocery stores in the U.S., and it all started when he was tired of taking the bus. This 13-year-old said, I'm tired of taking the bus, okay? So he decided to save money to buy a car for his mother. Do you all understand this? Okay? This young man made a decision at about 11 or 12 to say, you know what? I have to do something to buy my mom a car. And he took this business. Now, the cookies are made with natural ingredients, but most importantly, they're made with love. That's the most important ingredient that Corey explained. Wow. LaWanda, I wish I was 12 again. He would be my boyfriend.
Exactly.
Everybody.
You know, but the fact that he wants, you know, to get it to buy his mom a car, that lets you know that she's really important in his life, and she's super supportive. And no matter what he does, he wants to take care of her the way she took care of him. That's what I got out of it. But if I was that age again, oh, what I would do differently. Oh, what I would have done differently.
Wow.
But then I wouldn't have met you guys. So, you know. Go ahead.
I believe that all things happen the way they need to happen. And here's the thing. If certain things wouldn't have happened in my life, the negative part of things, I wouldn't even be Inspirational Beauty. I think it was the culmination of some negative things that happened right before I transitioned to, you know, being Inspirational Beauty that I would not have looked at when the positive things were going on in my life. So, you know, like, you know, Biz Doc said, I think that what the devil means to hurt us or to harm us or to take our destiny, God leverages that thing. He brings it right on in. What you think about that?
He makes no mistake.
There isn't anything that he's caught off guard about,
anything that he hasn't planned for, and in fact, that he didn't already know was going to happen.
Absolutely. Biz Doc, what do you think about Mr. Corey?
Oh, I'm just amazed at the level of maturity that they have, and it shows about the direction that they're getting to go forward. I mean, it's just amazing. 13 years old, already a CEO, already have destiny set before him, and he's obtaining that destiny. He's going on the journey. He's actually making the steps necessary, and he's already given his own hook. I mean, he has his hook. That is his hook, the three-piece suit. That's his hook. So every business has to have their hook. So he's doing textbook ideology when it comes to doing a business, because right now he leads something that's memorable. He has a product that people want. So he's following, I mean, textbook to the letter. I mean, it's just amazing. It is amazing.
Wow. And it all started from someone just wanting to be there for their mother. You know, they always teach us later on, you know, us life coaches and different types of coaches, we always talk about our why, don't we? We always say, you know, we know what we want to do, but your why has to be so big, because there are going to be times where you're going to be challenged. You're going to have obstacles and things like that. And you got to hold on to that why, right? Well, when you make that why be your mama or your daddy or your children or someone that you have just this unexplainable love for, you will get through. You will get through. So he got his why very early, didn't he? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
absolutely.
Wow, wow.
Totally.
Wow, wow. Mr. Lee, what do you think about Mr. Corey?
I think that is the definition of starting your children when they're young. I mean, that entrepreneurial spirit being imparted in that young boy at such a young age, he will be another, and I don't like to say another, but I'll say similar to, I don't know if y'all are familiar with the young boy Farrar Gray, who was very young when he was one of the youngest entrepreneurs ever. Just having that being instilled in you, that's just, I mean, that's awesome. You know, that is awesome. Totally awesome.
It is. It is. And I think we have a lot to learn from some of the young people because I think they're at a point where they haven't been jaded yet. They're not fearful yet. I think that they still are in that where they haven't been challenged and told that, okay, you can't do this, or they haven't had all the failures along the way. Because as adults, guys, we're older and we've been through more, but a lot of times we get more fearful in a way as we get older. And so I love that these children have this fearlessness. And I think it will be great to maybe have some kids on where we're going and really talk with them and maybe get some insight from our children. What do y'all think about that? Y'all like that, Cash and Crew? What y'all think? Let's learn from the young people. LT, come on out right quick, because I know LT wants to share what's going on with us around the country right quick before we come back and go into sharing some more great things about our young people as well as some innovations from other Black Americans as well. Let's talk about the buzz real quick. What's the buzz? Are you excited about this week's episode?
I am. I am excited about tonight's episode of What's the Buzz, and I hope you guys are too. We're going to talk about Kanye and a little bit about, I'm not going to tell you. You got to stick around. So coming up next is What's the Buzz with your girl, LT.
All right.
Right here on Simply ID.
All right. Here we go. What's the Buzz? And we'll be back. So y'all get out your pens and paper right quick. She might leave you with a little bit of information. We'll be back, y'all, to talk a little bit more about 10 African Americans doing great things after this week's episode of What's the Buzz with LT.
It's that time again for What's the Buzz with your girl LT, bringing you the latest in entertainment, information, news, and updates every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. right here on Simply ID. First up, Kanye West, the bad boy himself, is back in the news. The rapper, he released his latest album on Thursday in Wyoming called Ye, or rather Ye, or however way you want to pronounce it. Tomato, tomato, one way or the other. He sat down with radio personality Big Boy on Thursday night, the same night of his listening party, to discuss being bipolar and to discuss the controversy surrounding his new album. The rapper said that he was diagnosed with being bipolar when he was 39 years old. He sees it more as a superpower and less as a disability. I'm not sure how or why, but it's Kanye, and so I'm sure he would have seen it that way. You could actually check it out on people.com. He had up there that he said, "I hate being bipolar. It's a superpower." Kind of conflicting statement, but, you know, it's Kanye, and that's just what we can come to expect from him. But he did say he had completely redo the album due to his controversy interview on TMZ, where he made statements regarding slavery and that it was a choice. And then he said that he just felt like he needed to completely redo the album. He said it was just too sensitive, end quote. We shall see, but you can check it out right now on people.com. You can check that for more information. You can also check out ET online, and you can check out streaming avenues to see or to listen to his new album, Yee. Next up, Serena Williams had to withdraw Monday morning from the French Open just before her much-anticipated matchup against Maria Sharapova. She stated that it was very disappointing, in quote, and she had to actually pull out due to a chest muscle injury that's preventing her from being able to serve. She's currently waiting to hear from doctors just to the extreme nature of her injuries and when she can expect to return, but we do wish her a very speedy recovery. Serena actually won her first Grand Slam 14 months after giving birth to lovely girl, Olympia.
So we wish her a very speedy recovery and can't wait to see you back on the court. Next up, how about Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors? Yes, I am a true fan of theirs, and I'm so happy to see how they put on a magnificent show, Game 1 and Game 2. Game 2 being held on Sunday night. Game 3 comes up tonight. You might want to check your local listings for times and when they might be available. But currently, Steph Curry is not just making moves on the court with his team, but he's also breaking records as well. He actually set a record on Sunday night by having the most three-pointers shot during the game with a total of 9. Congratulations to you, Steph Curry. You guys keep doing a great job. Draymond Green, Kevin Durant, and the whole crew doing an amazing job with that passing game and keeping the Cavs on their toes. LeBron was not too happy, and neither was Smith, with that last minute, oops, I should say, from game one that caused the Warriors to go on and beat them. So we shall see what happens tonight on Game 3. Be sure to tune in. Again, check your local listings for times of the game and what shows at what station they'll be airing in your neck of the woods. Again, this is another episode of What's the Buzz with your girl LT, bringing you the latest entertainment information, news, and updates. And you can expect more from us next Wednesday night at 8 p.m. right here on Simply IB.
Break out the champagne.
Well, all right, that was LT with What's the Buzz. Wow, thank you for that, LT. Really, really enjoyed that. Wow, you know what my question for you is what was your favorite story on What's the Buzz?
You always ask me that. But I will say, out of all of those, though, I do like my favorite. Out of three, Golden State was probably like number two because they are my favorite. I know I feel like they're going to win. But my favorite story, though, is going to be Serena, because she has fought really hard. And there's a lot of conversation about how women come back from having children. And just, you know, there's a lot of question about who she was going to be. How was she still going to have that same stamina that she had prior to having Olympia? And I think she's really proven people wrong, because just before her match on Monday, she played doubles with her sister Venus and they lost. But I think she's really just feeling like she has something to prove, and she really doesn't. I think it's more something that she has to prove to herself and not to the world at large. But people are watching her to see just how well she bounces back from that. So that was my favorite story. And just watching her really fight for that. She said she put a lot of time into putting, you know, her family aside, and she fought for this. She fought for this French Open. And to be ranked, I think she was like number 345. She was really, really low ranked this time around coming back because she had been off for 14 months. It's crazy. But that statement, they say you're only as good as your last day or your last play. That really is kind of what happened.
Right.
No matter of all the Grand Slams she's won, they're questioning her over one issue, and I just think it's crazy. But
well, you know, thank you for that, and I think it just goes into what we're always talking about, you know, especially if you in African American homes, we understand that you have to be better than the best, right? You have to always be twice as good, because we're going to be questioned on things that some other folks are not going to be questioned on. Our success is always going to be questioned, you know, when we come back from something. And that's unfortunate. Unfortunate, because we know that this girl has achieved things that only us, she's a powerhouse. So we want to add her to the 10 African Americans doing great things. Miss Serena Williams out there, still doing her thing. And we want to talk about some other issues with her another time, where I saw an interview very recently where an interviewer or a host of he wasn't a host, but more or less a journalist, I should say, asked her a question about was she intimidated by one of the other tennis players' beauty, which I just think is asinine. It was so inappropriate, and we're going to have that conversation another time. You get in front of someone great like that, that is not the question that you long to ask. Anyway, Mr. Leroy McKenzie, what did you think about the bus today? What's the buzz?
Oh, I thought it was a great, great segment. She's always giving us some good information and good stuff. And
good team.
And I'm with her. Yeah, and I'm with her on the Golden State. So go Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Even though they're not my favorite team, but I definitely want them to go on and do the doggone thing. So.
Well, we not. You know what? And because of that, I understand Wayne Hughes tonight. Is that right? Is that right, everybody? So we're not gonna stay too long because we know the TV is gonna be on in the back in the studio. And Jesse, are you making the popcorn and hot dogs? Who's making the popcorn? Who's got that? Popcorn duty.
I got the popcorn.
All right, who's got the hot wings and in the hot dog? Who's on that duty?
I got the wing duty.
You got the wing duty. Okay. All right. Because we want to make sure that everybody can see the game. But we're going to throw out a couple of more people tonight that are doing great things. And of course, we want you all to hear the power moment, power of a man moment as well, because we don't want to leave tonight's show still being insane, do we, Mr. Leroy McKenzie? Anyway, we do not want to be insane, everybody. Let me tell you guys about a little fella. His name is Mosiah Bridges, and he has something called Mo's Bows. Okay, he's a young man. Mo's Bows. He's the cutest
big
little thing. He is African. Big Mo, y'all. And he is rocking the bow tie. So I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about him. When he was 9 years old, Mo enlisted the help of his mother and his grandmother, a retired seamstress, okay? And they helped him to start selling colorful and expressive bow ties online and across Memphis, Tennessee, okay? Now the 15-year-old CEO of Mo's Bows, a company that rakes in $200,000 each year, was featured on the Shark Tank. Do y'all remember him? If not, you can go back. I'm sure you can go on YouTube or something and look that up. But I remember this little guy, okay? He was featured on Shark Tank, Mo's Bows, and he can also boast that his clients include Barack Obama as a client. Come on with it, Mr. Mo. You can also find Mo's bow ties in stores like Bloomingdale's and Neiman Marcus. You can also buy his Go Mo bow tie online to support his nonprofit, which provides opportunities to send Memphis children to summer camp. Wow. What do y'all think about Mosiah Mo Bridges? Come on. Let's hear from Biz Doc. Mr. Woo, I love it. What do you think about this young man, sir?
I'm amazed. I mean, to see him come in and do what he's doing. I watched him on Shark Tank. I saw the gleam in his eye, and I saw his passion and how he knew his product. Mm-hmm. He knew how to handle himself in front of, you know, multimillionaires or billionaires, as they say, and he was able to represent himself. And I'd say that's just another testament of the depth of our DNA, of who we are. And I just think that's just amazing to see this young man come up and produce something that he's passionate about. And it's something, back again, is talk about his desire, his brand, his legacy, what he wants to leave out there. And I'm just amazed. I mean, simply, my hat goes off to him, and I applaud them for all that they do.
You know, what I love about them, they have a great understanding of branding so early. You know, Mosiah, you know, he put his name in Mo's Bowls, right? And then you have Corey, who has Corey's Cookies, right? And they're what I think they've captured that a lot of us adults sometimes don't know to capture is that the brand is them. They are the brand. And so, you know, I just think, you know, why it starts off with a simple concept and you know, they have an adult to help them and they do their thing. And then they've been able to get contracts with high-end stores. You know, I'm not just talking about the local mom and pops and nothing is wrong with that. But they get recognized with the big dogs and they're on the shelf. And so I think it would be great to really learn from these young folks and sit out and talk with them, because I think what I would really like to learn from the young people is, or get from them or glean from them, is this going back to the simplicity of just doing what you love. Because I think it's simple for them in nature. What do y'all think? Elsie, what do you think about that?
I think that's the perfect, because you said going back to keeping it simple, doing what you love.
Keep it simple. Just
I want to make
what
sure.
You love. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's 100% true. I mean, for me as an event planner, I mean, I'm doing what I love, and my goal is to make this my full time because I do love doing that. I think it's just easy and natural to me as breathing. And so if you do what you love, you have a passion for it, but you have to make sure there's still a need for doing what you love as well. So like you said, you know, going back to that and seeing how to make it fit for the demand that people have. And then now you don't have to go away from what you love, but just figure out how to match it so that it's not too far off, but it's still in line with what people are asking for right now. So, you know, and I can get a couple more ties for a few men in my life.
I think we should go and try to support some of these young folks, whether we go online to Moe's Bowls or we try to find out what Corey's Cookies are. And I think you can go right to Whole Foods. I'm going to go to Whole Foods tomorrow, guys, and see if I can find Corey's Cookies and get some of those. Hey, y'all want some cookies? Come on, let's go ahead and make sure that Cassie Sue has cookies.
But, you know, there's a young lady on my side that, you know, is doing great things too, Kim. Her name is Gianna Graham. She's an 11-year-old beautiful African-American girl here in the Hampton Roads area.
Oh,
and she is the founder of 10K Dolls for 10K Girls. So it stands for $10,000 for 10,000 girls. And really, it's a toy drive. It's a Barbie doll collection drive here at a local restaurant called 5018. And she just wanted to be able to get some dolls and be able to send to little girls to make them smile. And that whole thing just became such a massive movement. You guys can't necessarily follow her, but you can follow her mom, Whitney Graham, on social media. But you can, and then you can find out more about 10K Dolls for 10K Girls. And I'm so excited for her. And now she's in this entrepreneurial academy, just for young people, really trying to help them hone in their skills and really be able to manage not just their finances, but be able to manage their business effectively. And moving forward, and she's only 11. So fabulous little lady right here in the Hampton Roads area. So shout out to you, Gianni.
Wow! Shout out.
And she had a whole fashion show and branding, all kinds of everything with the girls. She had a model call for young ladies who wanted to come out and represent her brand. It was a huge deal. Huge deal.
Wow!
So.
Wow!
That's awesome.
Congratulations to her and shout out to her. Leroy, what do you think about that? We got young girls, young men. They're just doing it.
Yeah, they doing the doggone thing, and I think all of those are excellent. Can I give two shout outs?
Sure.
I guess add my two. And this one, this young man, and I don't know if everybody saw this on social media, but the young man's name is Corey Patrick. This is a young boy that woke up every morning at 4:30 a.m. to take a 90-minute bus ride to his high school. He caught the bus to his graduation in his graduation row.
Yes.
This young boy. I mean, I wanted to shout him out, and he got his story went viral so much that they did a crowdfund or something like that, but raised I think it was like $65,000 for him towards going to college because he's going to college. And Ricky Smalley picked up the story and bought him a car. They bought him a car. I was blown away by that story. I just thought that when you want to talk about somebody that's living determined and did not let his circumstances deter him from getting his degree. It brings tears to your eyes just to hear that story and how this young man persevered, didn't let anything deter him from getting that diploma that he got from high school. So that's my first shout out. The second one real quick is to and I don't know how many of y'all are familiar with him. I know the Biz Doc probably is, and you too, Kim. But Jay Morrison, the real estate guy.
Yeah.
They did their doggone thing with having IPO, that Tulsa real estate group IPO. They raised I think $2 million in a weekend. $2 million in a weekend. And then over the last like 4 days or whatever, it's been I think over 20 million.
I think it's up to 43 million now. Yeah, it's crazy.
I had to shout that out too. But those two stories stuck out to me about giving people doing some great things, because Jay Morrison and his diligency to want us to make our communities better, doing things better in the community. And he was like, hey, I'm not talking about it. I'm going to do it and rebuild it and rebuilding the Black Wall Street and showing that we can do it, you know, and all of that. And then that young man that said he was not going to be stopped from getting his high school diploma. 4:30 in the morning. Right. How many of us do that?
Wow. Come on now. Come on. You know, when I think about the young girl, you know, and then the young man that rode the bus, you know, even to his own graduation, and then Jay out there doing these things, you get to see that it can be done. And through the most adverse circumstances, it can be.
Yep.
A rose can grow in concrete. You know, we don't want that, but it can happen. And so that I just think it's a beautiful thing, and we need to support those who are out there doing that. So we need to get everybody's information that we what we're going to do, everybody. I'm going to make sure on my end, if I can get the information of those I've talked about, and we'll talk to LT and Leroy, too, to see if we can get the information of those others, even if it's just to go on their page and say thank you or continue the great work and write them and support them or even purchase their product or, you know, or tell others about them, because that's what it's all about. I don't want this show to just be, hey, a one-stop shop. Let's continue to follow these people and continue to follow our cast and crew and catch up on the things that we're doing as well. Because that's how you empower others, by empowering those that look like you. Mr. Bizdoc, what do you think about this? We're hearing about some great young folks tonight doing the thing.
I'm just like you said, I'm totally amazed. I really am so delighted that we have in this segment. And it's like I said, it goes with the whole theme that's been going in since the end of May with, you know, dispelling the myth. And I think this is something that you have really put together and put in practice. And I just give you a hand clap as well, because
you're taking the platform
and extending it out here, giving each one of us a voice to be able to come out and speak and carry on products of who we are. I think that's just amazing. I really do. And the one thing I really want to say is that, you know, coming together, you know, the rebirth of the Black Wall Street coming in, and every time you have a spark, you have this 13-year-old. That this 13-year-olds are now touching their demographics, so they're not the whatever X generation or whatever, but they actually become the new leaders that we're going to look to. That's going to make a difference. And so it's someone that we can actually go in and watch and groom and continue to pour into and continue to pray over and pray for. And that's one of the things that you got to really know. That this is just the first product that they came up with, but the fact that they are 13 years old, they have a mindset to go in and say that I'm going to solve a problem that I have, and I'm going to use what I have to go out and make it happen. So this 13-year-old, he wanted to see his mom in better condition. So that's a heart that's not selfish. It's not about him trying to get some tennis shoes, not trying to get something for himself, but he wanted to leave his mother in a better state. And he said that I am tired of my mom having to get up here and have to go to, you know, to ride the bus to go to work, ride the bus to go get groceries, all this stuff, just the burden that she was on. So that drove his heart to compassion and drove him to do that. And so when you have someone that focus on giving back, then that shows you how much that person can really come in and make a difference in the world, not just his community, but the world. And that's what we just got to really look at that and understand that. So that's where I see it from.
Wow. I'm loving the conversation, because, you know, these so young that we can just continue to watch them grow. Like you just said, is that, you know, these are just one or two products that they're starting off with. Lord knows what they're going to come up in their 20s and their 30s and so on. And with that level of compassion and determination, you know, like the young boy was, you know, determined to get his high school diploma. Determination is a big ingredient, like Mr. McKenzie talked about in his power moment. You got to have it for success. And so these kids are learning very early on the art of fulfillment by doing what they love, but also mm-hmm. the science of success. They are really learning what it takes.
Hey, Tim,
to be
Monica,
believe
it. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, everybody. Okay, so what we're going to do really quickly, guys, we're going to listen to this week's episode of Power Moment. Leroy, talk to us really quick before we go into that. What made you want to tell everybody what we're going a little bit about what you're going to be talking about and why?
All I'm going to say is, are you insane? Are you insane?
All right. All right. Well, we're going to talk about it. And what else?
We'll leave it right there and let them listen to it. Are you insane?
Are you insane? When we come back, we're going to talk about it a little bit, and then we're going to go and get the hot wings and popcorn and everything for our game tonight, everybody. We'll be back. In this picture.
Now, look at you been walking in here looking all pretty and angry and mean and good. I know you didn't get your head down so you could just sit down and just sit there.
Hey, we're trying to have a good time tonight. Let's go, baby.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Leroy McKenzie Jr. on the Simply IB radio show on the IME Radio Network, coming to you to give you the Power Man Power Moment for this week. I have a question for you. Are you insane? I'm going to ask you that again. Are you insane? Let me tell you why I'm asking you that question. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result, right? I happened to be watching this interview this weekend with a gentleman who was talking about leadership and the church, and he asked the question, is the church insane? And I wanted to come to you this week with the perspective of us as individuals and asking, are we insane? If the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result, is that what we as individuals are doing? We go to drive to work the same way. We eat the same time at lunch. We eat the same foods all the time. We drive home the same way. We have a regular routine that we do on a consistent basis, as opposed to doing things that we will do that will shift us into where we want to be. Let me say that again. We do things on a consistent basis that we feel comfortable with, that don't allow us to shift ourselves into where it is that we want to be. We're 6 months into 2018, and the first 6 months of this year, I want to ask you this question. Have you done the same thing that you did in 2017? Have you done the same thing that you've done in 2016, 2015, 2014? What's the difference between the you of 2018 in the first 6 months and the you from 2017, 2016, 2015, and 2014? If you cannot say that you have done those things that are different to take you to that next level of where you want to be in 2018, then you are by definition insane. So you want to be careful. The next 6 months, what are you going to do that's going to be different from the first 6 months that we have in 2018? If you are not the definition of insane, then you will be doing those different things the last 6 months of 2018 that you did not do the beginning of 2018. Because as y'all know, we're on a mission this year of 2018 to make you better by the end of this year than you were at the beginning of this year. And the way that we do that is by shifting you from who you used to be and who you're used to being, who you're comfortable with being, to moving you to who you want to be, who you should be, who you're purposed to be at the end of 2018. And that will be how you do not become the definition of being insane. So I'm going to ask you the question again. Are you insane? It's your boy, Leroy McKenzie Jr. Y'all know how we do. 2018, we're on a mission to make you better by the end of 2018 than you were at the beginning of 2018. It's your boy, Leroy McKenzie Jr. on the Simply IB radio show on the IME radio network. We'll talk to you soon.
The power moment, power of a man with Mr. Leroy McKenzie, and he asked the question, are you insane, everybody? Mr. Leroy McKenzie, come on out really quickly. Are you insane? Wow. You know, when I first listened, I said, wait a minute. I think I had a distraction at the time. And when I heard, I said, wait a minute, let me rewind this. Let me go back and make sure I get this because he may be talking about me. So let me ask you a question candidly, you know, for those who are out there listening, because a lot of times they just see what they perceive as successes from people they listen to or people they follow. But I want to ask you the question. Have you ever felt insane? Or have you ever done something that kind of goes under that description of insanity?
Into that description,
and absolutely. What changed
and
for you?
Honestly, it's what I said in there. My mind shift changed because I had to tell myself I can't keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So my question became to me is, what do I need to do differently? What can I do differently? What do I need to do different in order for me to be able to get a different result? So that's real.
That's why
it hit me. It hit me between the eyes when I was watching the show and I was watching the interview and he said it. I was just like, wow. I was like,
wow. I think there comes a point, you know, I'm going to borrow from the legendary late great Prince, but he said there comes a time in every man's life. Well, right now I'm just going to say in everybody's life, right? There comes a time, you know, he was ahead of his time, wasn't he? He really was. There comes a time in everyone's life where you have to look at yourself. You have to walk down that lonely road and you have somebody coming toward you. You think it's someone else, but it's really you. Really you coming up the road and you going down the road. And who are you going to be? Who is it that you're looking at? There comes a time in everyone's life where you just got to sit back and say, I know who I am right now, but who am I going to be? Who am I going to be on this lonely path? Did you ever have that conversation, maybe not in those same words, but with yourself? To say, wait a minute, I'm not really who I want to be. I can be better or I can be more. How did that look for you?
I've had that conversation with myself. I've had that conversation with God. It's like, you know, where I was not feeling like I should be where I want to be and doing what it was that I wanted to be. And as long as I felt like that, feel like that, then I take myself out of my own comfort zone. Because if I'm comfortable in that, then I don't mind staying there. I'll stay there.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute that I can feel uncomfortable with that and saying, you know what, this is not good enough. It's not good enough. It's, you know, it's not where I want to be. It's not where I believe I should be. I can do better. I should be better. And that's where the shift came for me, that shift in coming to that, having that conversation, like you said, having that conversation with myself and beginning to, as Alanya Van Zandt said, is do the work.
LT, let's ask you right quick. Let's bring you into the conversation because, you know, you're like me and I know Biz Doc and the rest of you that are listening. I take notes. Okay, even though I'm on a live radio show, y'all should see me right now. I look like a little librarian right now. I have my little glasses on, and I'm writing notes, okay? And if I don't look over it tonight after the show, I always look over it on Thursday to see what I learned from the segments that are here on Simply Our Beast, because they're not just for you guys. They're for me, too. Elsie, let me ask you, have you ever felt like you have, according to the description of insanity, have you ever felt like you fell into that, too?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And when he said, are you insane? I was like, well, yep, been there a couple of times. you know, and if we're all honest with ourselves, there has been, it may not have been in business, it may have been in another area of our lives that we were insane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be it in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
we kept putting in and
mm-hmm.
putting in a relationship
mm-hmm.
and was hoping that if I love him more,
it.
If I give him more, if I keep
all
doing this, then maybe he'll give
mm-hmm.
it back to me. Spiritually,
mm-hmm.
if I keep doing this
mm-hmm.
and I keep doing this, maybe, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's just like there's different areas that we have been insane in. And it didn't have to be
mm-hmm.
in a relationship or money or anything to be defined insane.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, as a little for jobs, my sister Jo, she said, you always take jobs that are projects. I think that's just probably
mm-hmm.
like a subconscious thing that I like to be in on the ground floor of things. I like to see things,
mm-hmm.
you know, grow and mature.
Come together.
But the downside
mm-hmm.
of that is when you do that, there are not all the benefits there that come with having a company that's well seasoned and grounded. So you do. I keep doing the same thing. I keep getting the same result. You know, no vacation time, not the things that I would desire. So I have been insane. You know, that's the truth. And so I really, when I listen to this thing myself, gosh, I said my toes hurt because stepping all over.
Well, what's interesting? I want to say one thing real quick to what you were saying. You know, I was having this conversation with the biz doctor the other day, and I think what happens is, I'll just put it in very simple terms. I was talking to someone today, and I said, you know, you can't go to a homeless person and ask them for a coat, okay? They're homeless, and everything that they have is precious, right? But if you continue
mm-hmm.
to ask the ask of a person who doesn't have the thing that you're seeking, you're going to resent it, right? So what I had to realize, you know, when I was talking to biz doc, there are some things that I got to realize that I'm going to give away for free and stop asking particular people because they don't have it, right? So now that lets them off the hook, that lets me off the hook as far as feeling resentful and understand, okay, where do I go and get the commerce, right? Because sometimes it's not always in the same place. It has to be separate sometimes. And so I think we, especially with beginning projects or upcoming projects, that's not where you're going to get your commerce, everybody. Let me just say that. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you. We just had that conversation, didn't we?
Yes, we did. We totally did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, who eating popcorn? Somebody eating popcorn?
We need to put butter on it first. We need to put butter. The game
I'm
is.
Telling
like,
I'm telling you.
You're.
I know y'all
hear
you. There's the music in the background. Game 3 kicks off in a moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Ms. Kim. I'm sorry.
No. I was just saying, you know, what are your thoughts? You know, we heard power of moment, you know, and we're talking about insanity, and all of us have felt insane at times or fit the description, if you will. And talk to us a little bit about you. And I was just sharing a little bit of our conversation the other day. Have you felt that way before?
Oh, totally. I mean, it's like as you go around each and every day, you find moments of where you insanity has set in. You don't even know that you're insane because you get up and you're chasing yourself.
Woo.
And you're not even knowing that you're chasing yourself. And so one of the things I know that if you have that mindset and that awareness and you have that tribe around you to help you, because a lot of times you make the same mistake and you dress it up. And call it something different when it's the same mistake.
Mm.
And it's like you don't really know that you're doing the same thing until someone says, hey, you know you're going around the same bush that you've been around, right? That just happened to be
mm-hmm.
the blue bush, but you're still going around a bush. And so that's something that we as a group of people need to have trusted allies around us that can be able to speak into our lives and say and give us that direction and help us to continue to go forward. But something you said, I mean, this insanity goes from you can be sane on one area but insane in another area.
Yes.
And so
yes.
That sane area that you think you're sane in is by having that insanity over here, that's going to cause you to be off balance anyway, because you have to have that totality of you as a total being. So it's so don't come here and check off and say, well, I don't do this, I don't do that. Don't have a
Pharisaic
position, but you have to have an understanding and say, as our pastor would say, ask the hard questions. And the only person that can answer those questions is God. And that's something that, so what happens is he'll tell you something. And I will tell you where insanity is good, because if you're doing something with a different outcome, because sometimes your heart has to change on the inside in order to get you to the point where he wants you to go. So you look at Peter in the Bible when they were out toiling all night fishing, and he said, well, we've been fishing all night and we didn't catch anything, but because you said so, Lord, I'm going to go out and I'll cast my net out on the other side. So you have to go in. The insanity moment was he was doing it all night on one side, but because his heart was changing who he was doing it for, changed him over to doing it on the other side, that he got the reward. So don't get so twisted out when you're going in and saying that you're changing up your procedures, because sometimes you have to change up your heart in order to get you to that point.
Oh, wow. Woo, that's big, Leroy and Biz Doc and Wanda. That's big. Changing your heart. You know, I put something up today that said, you know, God held back my elevation. This is some insight for me. I believe that God stayed my elevation at one point in my life, not because of my gifts or talents. He's given us all that from the beginning of time. But he needed me to stay in a particular place because my character has to be worked on. Not that I don't have a great moral compass and all of those things, but here's the thing, what I've learned, and y'all let me know what you think about this, and we're going to get out of here as well. I had to learn that just because I love people and this and that, there are other things that God had to work on where I was insane in, right? There are still things that I needed for the next level that were going to be challenged. And so it wasn't the gift or the talent, but it was the things on the inside. Leroy, what do you think about that?
I think you're exactly right. I think that is right on point. And Jeffrey gave the perfect example, because Peter and them that were the fishermen, they did. They fished on the same side all night long, knowing that they had not caught anything. It wasn't until the shifting of their minds and the way that they thought that they were open to doing what Jesus told them, to put the nets on the other side. And you saw what happened. They got a different result. That's no better example of the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over again. They didn't change what they did all through the night. It was, hey, we're just going to do what we're used to doing.
Well, wow. This has been a great show, everybody. Woo, we want to be great. We want to be like these young people that we talked about tonight, everybody. And we want you all to be great as well. Wow. So we ask that you continue to support what it is that we do, because soon we're going to be out of here, guys. Once again, we're on every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern right here on Simply ID on the I Am Me Radio Network. So please tell everybody about us, share us, and please continue to support us as we support you, because we want you to be great. We will see you next week on the other side, everybody. Have a great evening.
I'm scared of you, I'm scared of myself, but what is life? I can't be great. If I die on my knees, let it be because I'm praying. I say, well done, cause I'm gonna be a great